What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
This week, David really likes American truck stop showers. I am still very angry about COVID, and Krista wants some chalky wocky. I feel dirty for that joke. I did not like that. Why did you guys make me say it? I did not like that. So, let's strap down. Let's strap in, and let's do this.
This is Just Another Trucking Podcast.
But why have you made yourself so buff? No, you're not. Not like that. That's no, you're not. That guy meets you in a dark alley. You are backing off because this guy's he's gonna kill you.
Oh, look at those.
Wasn't a lot of options, so I picked the most buff one. That's what I did. I could have picked anything, but I picked the one where he looks like he's on steroids.
But how awesome is it going to be that we're going to be able to like create our own little characters? You know,
I do what I want me in there, and I want me to be twice as long as everyone else.
Proper ginger,
right. Strawberry blonde. I think you'll find. Mm-hmm. We may have to watch what we say because my son is watching this podcast, so that's a thing this week.
Well, that's up to
good
you.
Luck to you're us.
You're the one who said the only word that we bleep last week. I didn't even know you said it. I typed it out, and I oh yeah, he did say it. Why? We didn't hear it because of the sound.
Oh, you didn't? Did you not? That's weird because I would say I've never used that word before. The word that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. I think you'll find I'm actually a very, very well-spoken person.
Very well-spoken? Well-spoken people can say naughty words.
Yeah, they can. That's Christopher in the chat. That is my son. You may give him some stick. That is allowed.
Christopher is your son?
Yes.
This is
Chris. You were just speaking to him like 5 minutes ago, David. Come on.
No, he's called the same thing. The American, the guy with the American accent.
Yes, yeah, he's got the same
name. He's not your son. Oh, wait, he is your son?
Yes.
I didn't know he was your son. You might have said it, dude. It doesn't matter. Okay, I just didn't hear it if you did say it, okay? Regardless of that.
We had a 5 minute conversation about it. And we've had multiple conversations about this previously as well, David.
Yeah, but you might have said his name. You might have said where he was living. I don't pay attention to these things. Just because you're talking to me doesn't mean I'm listening. All right? I might have a different conversation. You might have actually been rude and actually interrupted my thoughts.
Did you ever even think of that? Done that as well, yeah.
You know what I mean? So you got to take that into consideration. But I didn't actually know
that his dementia's kicking in.
It has kicked in a long time ago. Is it Alzheimer's or is it dementia?
I think it's not the same thing.
Alzheimer's is where you're forgetting stuff. Isn't dementia where you get angry?
I always thought it was the same thing.
No,
just different
names
for it.
You know, I have it all. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Okay, Christopher, who's apparently okay. Yeah.
Apparently, he definitely is. That's okay. Not okay. Apparently, this is.
How tall are you? How tall are you, Christopher?
Oh, he's yeah. He's.
You know what? I don't believe
you might. 6'7", is it?
6'7". All right. Okay. So he does play basketball. Now, I was asking if your son plays basketball, I was asking if was it Ollie or was it what's the other one? Jack?
Freddie.
Freddie. Freddie. All right. because they're tall as well, and do they play basketball?
Yeah.
And I think that's what I was asking. You may have thought that I was asking if your son, but anyway, because I didn't actually put Christopher in the whole son category, so it kind of maybe I screwed up.
I did, yeah, because I also explained that he lives in Arkansas, but that's fine. You know, it's all good. How about I forget things about your life, like that time that you know your son fell out of a window, you know, stuff like that.
You forgot that?
No, I didn't. I can't possibly forget that.
I know, right?
That was crazy. Right.
Yeah.
Shall we begin the podcast?
We might as well.
Yeah, let's do it. Hello, this is Just Another Trucking Podcast. I'm your host, Tom, and I'm joined, as always, by my good friend.
For now.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm not going to be your friend forever, but will be a plural to that friend. You know,
that's not the
eventually.
Way I took it. I took it as our relationship is a finite thing.
Has a time limit. There is an expiration date on it. I can't quite see the expiration date yet.
Like a bomb in a film, and it's just ticking down. Beep, beep, beep. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. It definitely went down for that one. But thank you, Tom, for having me here. It's good to be on the show.
Yeah.
We are supposed to have Gemma, obviously.
He's on the last night.
For people who don't know what that means, that he is drinking, because English have like 500 words for the word drunk.
Yep,
I imagine, and Ireland has like a lot more. But the Eskimos have a lot of words for the snow, or ice, or cold.
The snow. You know. Inuits. I think is it Eskimo or not? That's not an appropriate term, is it?
What did I say? Alaskan or Eskimos?
Eskimo.
Yeah, okay,
I think you're supposed to say Inuit now, aren't you?
I've never even heard of that word.
Have you not?
That's the first time I've ever heard that word. If maybe it's been heard, I've heard it before,
yeah,
but I didn't accept it.
Just a minute ago, we were talking about the fact that you didn't know he was my son. So are you really the best judge of this situation?
Yeah. I asked Chloe. Chloe said she might be on, might not be on. But even if she is not going to be on right this second, maybe she'll be on later. But we will have my wife on, and she will be doing... I actually don't know. I just asked her if she wanted to be on. I'm sure she's going to do some Reddit things, and maybe she'll do some. Yeah, because a good Reddit thing is always very good. But it is the two of us. Now, are we going to talk about some trucking talk?
Just the two of us. We hear him sing. Do not talk about trucks that often.
I just had a truck on the screen. Want to talk about the truck that was just
on screen? That is not.
It's a truck. Is it technically is an image of a truck?
No, it's an image of a truck. It's not. It's a 2D image of a truck. It's more of a representation of a truck, if anything.
Are you still truck driving? Have you quit? Am I going to get any investment money coming towards my way?
Funny enough, actually, the first video is getting kind of like we're in progress of making the first video. We've been working out the format and how it's all going to go, and if you know Helldivers, Helldivers is a very, very popular game where you go to like all sorts of alien worlds and you have to kill either bugs or robots or squid things. Don't know how to explain the other ones, like the tripods.
Squid games?
It's based off War of the Worlds. The third enemy. They're not as good. I don't like fighting them. I prefer the bugs. The bugs are the ones that I like fighting. But you get obviously a lot of different weapons. And one of my favorites is something called the Breaker Incendiary. And it's this massive shotgun. It's huge. And I'm building a full scale replica of it. It is colossal. And I've got all the parts are done now. The magazine for it is currently ongoing. It's the last print.
And you're using boat printers for this?
I have done all the way through, yeah. It's brought down the time crazy amounts. In fact, if didn't have that printer, it wouldn't be done till mid next week.
Wow.
Like it's...
That's what I was kind of hoping for.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Oh, it's there was one, and it was able to do them in 2 days. The printer, and these were huge pieces, like the actual bulk pieces of the whole thing, and them pieces there, I would have had to have done individually on my Flash Forge, and it would have been. Just yeah, that would have been a week in itself with that one print, I would think. So probably not even half a week, probably like nearly a full week. It'll take an extra, like, massive amounts. I am looking at because you can get something called a rapid PLA, but there's a whole thing with that, and you've got to have dryers but the reality is it's been phenomenal having it, like, really, really good. But kind of I'm breaking down the actual how the video is going to work. I'm going to start off with some clips of the game of Helldivers, and I'm going to have kick in with a. I've not quite figured out the first lines yet, but something to do with even when the world's on fire, sometimes you need more fire, or something to that sort of something dramatic like that, and then. I'm going to break down the weapon and kind of explain what it's about, and then it kicks into the actual video, and then got some nice cool. We're going to have some cool music coming over the top of it. This is what we're going to be building this week. This is one of my favorite guns that I love using. This wonder there, all this. Explain how I'm going to build each section. Why I'm going to paint some bits. Why I'm not going to paint other bits. Why I'm going to use the color sections for this. And then I've got actually breaking all, because I've left all of the, do you know the bits that you crack off?
Yeah.
I've left all of them on. They're all on the table, ready to get recorded, taking all the little bits off, because people like it. People like that kind of that snapping of the bits and stuff. It sounds very satisfying. And then going to do basic assembly of the gun. And then start painting the bits that need to be painted, and then the final break, like kind of the final reveal. Do you remember I was saying to you about I wanted a massive sheet to do the final reveal thing, to kind of show it all off and to do the close-up shots? Sheet. Yeah, like something big, but it needed to be.
Yeah,
but it couldn't have been cloth. It had to be somewhat smooth.
Gotcha.
So, and. With the room, with how much room I've got, it's just, I don't know even where I put it. And it'd be quite expensive to do it as well.
Do I need to get you a bigger house?
No. I live in the Lake District.
That doesn't mean shit to me.
I live in a very beautiful place. So I'm going to take it out into the world.
Okay.
And like put it on a rock somewhere with like some cool scenery behind and do some close-up shots like that. And I can like change places each time, so I can have like a lake in the background, or I can have a mountain in the background, or the sea in the background, or the harbour, or this or that. And so I've got all these different, like, kind of cool, like a sunset and stuff like that.
I feel that because you're an ex-YouTuber or whatever, you've already done these videos. Like, if you started off where you're just now become, you're the first time doing videos, you'd have a lot more videos, because now you know what to do. You're a lot more pickier. You know what I mean? Yes. That's one of the faults that I have right now, is that I want to make a video, but I already know what I need to do and I want to do and I should do. I can't make a bad video if I've already made great videos. Does that make sense? I want to make a bad video.
I scrapped
because
many.
I would just throw videos out left, right, and center, but I just can't do that because I just feel like I'm going to get the comment like, "Oh, no, it looks like you're slacking," or "Looks like you don't give a shit about your videos anymore." I don't know. Those comments don't exist because I haven't done it, and I'm afraid they would exist if that's the thing, you know. But I definitely do want to be able to make little replicas of trucks, I really, yes. really do.
Yes, you know, I would like to do something like that.
You know, yeah, just it would be so awesome.
I will say,
would you buy the wheels, or would you just would you 3D print them? You know, because there's some stuff that you can actually just straight up buy because they're just stereotypical parts. You know what I mean?
Could even do maybe the chassis potentially, or I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's very much you could do all sorts of stuff with that. But
if you could outsource, like the let's say the chassis, for example, or whatever, you know what I mean? As in, like, where you have somebody else 3D build that or get it to where you get the bulk of them.
I actually have a friend who makes, makes models of trucks, but it takes him months to make one. Like, the detail levels are crazy. But what I was going to say, I don't know if you ever found this. I like rules. Now
you didn't before?
Yes. So, or maybe not rules, but I like problems that can't be overcome as such. Right. So, except for access, the videos were okay. And they were okay.
It could be better. Yeah, I struggled to finish a video. You know,
No. The early ones.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was talking about, too.
Yeah, dickhead. Yeah. Forgot my Charles on, by the way. The early ones were... They weren't great. And I knew what I kind of wanted to do with it. And then one night, my boss said that he wasn't happy with me... showing all the different sites and where we're going from and where we're going to.
Yeah.
And that had to stop. And I was like, what can I possibly do? How I can't make the channel. Like this is. And then suddenly I realized, well, why am I doing this? Why am I showing exactly the routes I'm going on? No one cares. They just want to show, oh, I'm leaving a place, I'm arriving at a place, or I'm at a place. They don't care if it's a hop in, hop out thing. They just like the conversation. They're like, kind of, oh, I like watching this part. This is the interesting bit. This is something. And it changed Except for Access for the better by a huge distance. Like the videos after that steadily got better and better to the point where I was actually very pleased with them. And the same thing is like this sheet that I wanted to get to take the pictures. I was convinced that's what it was. And I'm thinking, well, it's going to cost this amount of money. Well, where's it going to go? How's it going to get pulled out? How am I going to do these shots? What am I going to do with it? But then when I realized, you start thinking like outside of the box almost, and you start realizing, oh, there's other ways of doing this. And so sometimes I think life needs some problems that you cannot overcome to make what you're doing better.
I've got one perfect one. You know what I mean? One of my biggest issues, again, with making videos is that I couldn't get a drone up in the air. And I was getting really annoyed that I'd be at certain customers, but there's no fly zone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I just like, so then I was like, all right, you know, how about if I just, again, I didn't actually say this before because I actually edited it out because I rambled on for like 15 minutes without interruption. Like, oh, geez, we can't have that. So I cut all that out. But again, After Effects is an Adobe product where you can actually create animations and stuff. A lot of people use that for small little stuff, you know. And I was trying to, because you can use code in it. And I was trying to, like, I was doing a lot of research and I was trying to actually code to where the truck actually maneuvers the way a truck is supposed to maneuver. And I was like, this is driving me crazy. Why can't I just, I wish I could just control it. Why can't I just control it? You know what I mean? As in like, then I had to talk about, actually, I was watching an annoying YouTuber one time and he was advertising a game that he owns. And it was called some Carpool Dad. All right. It's actually one of David Dobrik's guys. He's the older guy, Nash, whatever his name is. And I was like, what a second. He has a game that he basically What's going on here? How does he have a game? And he's advertising it. And he's just making a little bit of revenue from that and all that. And I was just like, can I do that? Can I get, like, because obviously he didn't make it himself. So he must have asked someone to make it. And like, how did he get it? And then that's where I went down the rabbit hole of like, you can actually find, what's it called? Freelance developers to do it on that website, Fiverr. I'm like, holy shit. Oh, it opened up everything to me. And like, I couldn't, and that option was there for years. Is the thing, which annoys the shit out of me that I didn't know about it. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, it's just that because, like, if I was able to throw my drone up in the air anywhere I wanted and all that kind of stuff, I don't know if I would have the game.
You wouldn't.
Because of that, you absolutely wouldn't. Changed everything. I'm making piles more money than I would have been if I was just making videos. You know what I mean? The fact that I was even able to make extra videos because of that as well, because now I can actually really make videos really quickly, you know, because it turns out people actually wanted to buy the game, because again, the game was made for me, so I could actually screen record me playing the game and demonstrating the backing maneuvers, you know. So yeah, it's just so strange that when you have a huge obstacle in front of you, how you divert from it or whatever, and you fix it and things just become better. And that's exactly what happened to me, you know. And There you go.
I feel like I have
met my wife. Oh, I would have. I probably would have. Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
But like, it's one of the things that I think when you've got like an insurmountable problem, when it comes to at least when it comes to a creative aspect or making something or doing something, look for other ways. Look out, like kind of look around and see what other things you can do, and yeah. Sometimes something wild will jump out, and yeah, it's good.
I love it. So
inspirational, you
know, right? I do want to get into truck driving somehow. Now, I have no idea what we're going to talk about. I was kind of hoping maybe I could like trigger something for you, because again, this is a trucking podcast after all.
You see,
according from the intro, the word trucking is in it and all that kind of stuff, you know. But is work more tolerable now? You're just a van driver, yeah? You're not a real truck driver anymore, correct?
I think that calling me a van driver would be generous. Just search. Go on.
Google?
Go on Google and search Vauxhall Corsa van.
Beck, how do you spell the Vauxhall? V...
A U X H A L L, is it?
Oh, there it is. Vauxhall Cavalier. Okay.
No, not Cavalier. I know. Corsa.
Yeah. Okay. C O R Corsa. And what am I doing with that?
Van. And okay. Then just search.
Oh, van. All right. Van. There we go. Images. All right. That's a van. That's a car.
Yeah. It's technically.
How are you even able to fit in that?
Not well.
Jesus Christ, it's tiny, dude.
For legal reasons, it's a van.
Because they blacked out or whited out, or whatever color it is.
It doesn't have a back
seat. They got rid of the back windows.
Yes.
Jesus. Okay, so you're a car driver. Fair enough. And like, all right, that's
So that's what I drive to work every day, and it's just the same. So, but you know what?
So that's that's your company car.
Yes. Yeah. Basically.
So you get to drive your company car home every day. So you're saving money on fuel there and everything.
I am. Yeah? I am saving a lot of money on fuel.
Oh, that's. I'm sorry. I love that. That's. Do you start getting paid right away when you leave the house?
I get like £8 for the travel.
Okay. Okay.
It's all right. It's okay.
I was very big into that. I was very cheap when I lived down in California. Now, where I lived versus where the depot was, where my truck was parked, was, I want to say, 40 minutes away, you know, with no traffic. And then with traffic, it's like an hour and a half to 2 hours sometimes, you know. Let's just say an hour and a half on average, you know. And but there was a customer nearby within like 10 minutes. And I would, a lot of the time, as long as I could bobtail out of there without a trailer, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to bring my truck home. That saved me a ton, because that way I didn't have to drive all the way to the depot and then drive all the way back. Well, a lot of time actually too, would I drive home? Well, when they gave me a day cab, well, I had to drive home. But when I was in the sleeper truck, I just wouldn't go home. I just, because I had to get up so early, I basically would come home and be gone. Like within 2 hours, I'm going to bed, and, you know, because I have to get up and, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So like,
I just slept in the truck at the depot, you know, at the depot, the yard. But my wife says that, like, because I didn't want to nag her. I don't know why I'd be nagging her about, but. So yeah, that was very convenient. Now, I didn't ask permission if I could park there, because again, we're living in Southern California. This is a very
I believe these are what's the Airbud? These are Airbud rules. Technically, it doesn't say that you can't. And as long as it doesn't say that you can't, you know, it's one of them.
I think it might say it somewhere, but I'm going to go.
You never read it.
I never read it. I just like, I'm sorry. I did read it. I just have a really low attention span. I'm sorry. I have a condition. Please don't give me a hard time for my condition. I thought I read it. You know what I mean? And this is the plan I have going on in my head, you know, if I ever do. But again, it is totally ask for permission. Sorry, ask for forgiveness, not for permission. You know what I mean? It just.
Well, just quickly. Yeah. I got. Like, do you remember with the ear thing? There was a whole thing with that. But at one point, so you remember when I got deafened partially at work?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I got pulled into the office and they were like, oh, well, you should have reported it with this, and this. I'm like, well, I didn't know. She says, you got told this in your handbook on your first day. I was like, that was like a 20-page document and that was 2 years ago. How the hell am I supposed to remember? I don't even remember what it looked like, let alone what was written in it. You could have had all employees must eat cabbage for lunch. I don't know. I don't remember any of this.
You'd remember that one, wouldn't you?
Oh, no.
The cabbage.
Would I bollocks remember? I wouldn't remember anything. I couldn't give a rat's ass about that document.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's not my problem. Listen, if you want me to remember something, don't make it boring. It's your fault for making it dull, not my fault for not reading that. That's the way this works. Yeah.
Yeah. And right. Again, it's like, you got to ask yourself too, would you get fired for doing it or would you just get a bollocking? You know what I mean?
Who knows? So,
that's the thing. But here's the, no, the answer would be no. No, I'm not going to get fired because I went home. Was it a safe area? Definitely could be safer, but I didn't have any product. That's the main thing. If I didn't have a trailer that had something in it. Now, I think sometimes I'd have an empty trailer that I could bring home, but it was a gamble. What if there was cars parked there? And now I'm kind of stuck. But I have seen other trucks parked there. A lot of times I just will park where the other trucks are. You know what I mean? So, again, it was just one of those things that I'm just going to go ahead and just see what happens. Not say anything. Worst case scenario, I just get told off. They're not going to actually fire me because that would be stupid. Why would you get rid of a driver? Is the thing, you know what I mean? If you're advertising for drivers nonstop, and you know, and I didn't take advantage. I did not take advantage of that.
Power.
Yeah, I didn't take advantage of that in my career for the most part. I always was afraid that it would cost me financially somehow if I did something I wasn't supposed to be doing. You know what I mean? I'm not very good with conflict or when it comes to being in trouble or something like that. You know what I mean?
I always have this overwhelming fear that I'm going to get caught. Even when there is no possible logical explanation. Like, say, for instance, I need to go and get my prescription. In fact, no, I'll tell you what. I had to go and pick Kayla up. And she was at Starbucks around the corner with a friend. And I have to drive past. And I was like, should I go in there in van? And I did. And we only have to drive out of Starbucks down to a roundabout, which is, 40 feet, something like that, around the roundabout, 100 foot, and then turn right onto our road. We are talking not far at all. Mm-hmm. Not far. And all the way I'm looking around thinking, what if David's van's there? I'm allowed to pick her up. And the day, you know, it's a company vehicle. If I'm driving past somewhere, everyone else bloody does it. Why shouldn't I do it? But I'm sorry. And reality is, it's now after work. Everyone's left. No one's there at this point. So why am I sat sweating about it? Why? That's anxiety I'm causing myself. Like, there was no no need for that. I've literally just stressed myself out for no bloody reason.
Yeah, I do that. When I first started truck driving, the amount of stuff that I did back then that I just don't do now because of shame reasons, or I'm afraid people are going to say something. Because before, I just didn't care. I didn't care because I didn't know to care. Like sometimes I would park in a medium.
Ignorance and, is bliss.
Right? Yeah, I park in a medium, lock the door, and you know what a medium is, that? Is the same thing over there, not, you know?
No. The
area
of the road.
In between. Huh?
The middle of the road.
Yeah, I park in the middle. Yeah, exactly. I'd park in the middle of the road, turn my hazards on, and I go get some fast food. You know what I mean? It's like, I wasn't blocking, as long as I wasn't blocking an entrance or I didn't make anything, you know, it was just there. And like, now I'm like, ooh, okay, yeah, okay. I don't know. For some, I'm more wiser now. It's like the more wiser you are, the more stress you have, the less things you do. You know what I mean? As in like, I used, the stuff that I used to was just ridiculously stupid and immature. And when I just didn't know, lack of experience, I call it that. And now it is just, oh my God, you parked in the middle of the road, you barbarian. It was in the median. It wasn't a 50 mile. Well, actually, there was a few times it was a 55 mile an hour.
Here we go. Here we go. We're coming on to a full Davies story now.
But no, this would be more like on the side streets. Actually, sometimes if you're in the middle of nowhere, yes, I will park in the median because that's kind of the only way to do it. Otherwise, you can't go. You know what I mean? It's like, but I don't know. There's other times when it's like, around businesses, around, you know, shopping centers and all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? But wait, the biggest crime is I said medium. Is it median? It's probably median, isn't it?
Yeah, median. Wait, what were you actually saying? Are you saying medium or median?
I was, yeah. I was saying medium.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying medium.
No, I was medium. Saying medium.
Median. Sorry, median, not median. Oh, my God.
Is it? What is it? Is it median or medium?
Median.
Okay, because I was saying the other one that's wrong. The one with an M for mom.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, median. Okay, all right. Yeah, my wife's really good at pointing out when I say wrong words. And so I love her for that. She keeps me honest.
Chris, by the way, is saying, was there no Jordans or Love's truck stops? I'm assuming you will know what that means.
I don't know what a Jordans is, but Love's? No, there wasn't, because a lot of the time there would be no truck stops around the city or on the way to the place that I was going. And sometimes you just don't want to go to a fucking truck stop. it just sucks when you can just stop, only go 50 feet and there you go. You're in and out, you're out.
I think a lot more expensive than the, because if you go to like a regular, like normal, for instance, like as an example, Greg's, if I go to the Greg's down around the corner, down the road, mm-hmm. It's cheap. Whereas if I go up to on the roundabout or on the other one along the actual main road, they jack them prices up. Like you're paying if it's £1 for a sausage roll, it's £1.50 yeah. 50 for a sausage roll up on them, or £2 or something like that. So it's a lot more.
I don't know. Yes and no is the thing. You know, it depends on the truck stop. It really does. If it's like a mom and pop truck stop. You know, I mean, I do find them to be a lot more tastier, a lot more
yes.
greasier, and cheaper.
Yeah, but that's why it's tastier.
Yeah,
grease equals tasty. That's science. That's just pure science.
It is.
By
it
the
is.
Way, we're now getting on to our favorite topic of
food.
Yeah,
or truck stops.
No,
I could talk about truck stops.
I tell you Jesus what, Christ. One of the best truck stops, and it was bizarre. I'm sure it was in Wales, and it was the like it was all bloody like chrome. It felt like an American diner, and I'm sure.
And you don't remember the name?
I'm gonna have a quick Google this now. It's I'm sure it's in Ellesmere Port. Formula. And I'm gonna send you the actual thing. It is. I'll pop it in the chat here so everyone can see it. It's Formula Services, and it is. I don't know who was the person who designed it and like did out all of the stuff, but I think they were colorblind. Mm-hmm. They are. I didn't really know what to make of it. It feels like the sort of place anything could go down, but they have some crazy, crazy service. Like, you've got like proper, like, you know, proper showers where that are nice, not like actually genuinely nice ones where you don't feel
it
like
it's very American.
It's very weird, isn't it?
Now, remind me of this again. It's been years since we spoke about truck stops, I'll be honest with you. And I feel like it's a topic that we need to be revisited just because of a reminder. Because, you know, we have every few days we get like another 10,000 listeners, you know. So I'm sure because they haven't all gone back to the original content that we had and everything, right? But do you guys, after every time somebody uses the facility, the bathroom or the showers or whatever, right, does it get cleaned afterwards, or is that the responsibility of you and the next driver?
It can depend. So I think in that one there, then yes, it felt very clean when they're waiting for a shower. It felt like it felt like I wasn't going to get foot fungus of some description.
Gotcha.
Like, whereas you go to Moto, it's disgusting. Like, I would go for a shower in a Moto, like, if I got sprayed with diesel, maybe, or something horrific happened to me, and I...
You're just desperate. You had to get...
Yeah, there was no... You have got no choices. It's just minging. It's absolutely minging. Don't ever go to Moto if you can help it.
I won't.
They are I can shocking. Just to you. That's to all drivers.
Oh.
Avoid Moto. And if you're listening, you do work for Moto. I can't say
he is
that.
Looking into your soul when he says that.
Yeah,
by
yeah.
The way. You know.
Honestly, I can't swear because my kid's on the bloody stream.
I was going to say I bleep it, but I have to bleep live.
Yeah, it's not possible. Oh, in which case, she's 18, so go on. Moto, anyone who works for Moto, truly go fuck yourself, because you are shoddy and have no business being in the business that you're. It's disgusting. And that time that I paid 30 quid for a little Chinese ready meal during COVID, absolutely. And that was the one at Birmingham.
Do go on. Explain a little bit more about this $30 meal. Or are you rounding up from 15?
I was. No. You charged me 30 quid for it for the night, or 28 or whatever it was. But 30, and I've definitely ranted about this before. This is the height of COVID
as it
all started locking down. And normally, for those people who don't know, when you stop the night at like a services, you get a meal voucher. And with your meal voucher, you'll get some nice food, something like that. So Burger King or KFC or whatever's on site, but it was all shut. Mm-hmm. Now, don't get me wrong, I understand that part there, but they could have ordered a Chinese for us. Instead, he got me a little Chinese ready meal that was this big. And I said, what am I supposed to do with this?
This big meaning he's holding probably around 6 inches.
Oh, it was honestly, and yeah, I was very angry about that. I believe my exact words to the manager was, this is an absolute piss take. Like, you're going to have to refund us some money because, oh, no, we can't refund you. Why? Because that's Moto policy. COVID, this is unprecedented. Your policy has to change. No, does nothing. It? And then also the KFC.
Are they going to lose any money?
That made me walk around the drive-through. Because we weren't allowed inside. And then they were like, oh, we can't serve you, not in a car. I am in a 50-foot truck. What am I supposed to do? How do I get in here with an
Arctic?
They
should have dropped that fecking policy. For Christ's sake. Why do they
I had to get someone to buy my meal. And I had to give them some money. And I had to... They wouldn't give me the food. They had to pass it to the person in the car who then passed me my food back. Thus, during the height of COVID...
That's safe.
With double contamination. What were
you
doing?
Yeah, there you
That's
go.
That's not right.
Yeah, yeah, just like like you said with the other.
I think I may have some built up anger.
Just like
the
safety. When it comes to, I actually educated someone last night in the whole safety of the. But basically, I was thinking about you with the that one customer that you went to, that they're really big on safety. I'm like, no, you're not. You're big on saving money in a way. You're big on policy. You're big on making sure that no accidents happen on you, so your insurance premiums keep low. Kind of thing, you know. So she was just because she said to me that her truck, her trucking company, basically, oh, they're very big in the safety. No, they're not.
No.
Let me explain. And she was like,
they're very big on liability. Oh, there's a difference.
Yeah, liability. I don't think I didn't use the word liability, but it was just more of like, but she understood what I was saying. As in, like, yeah, they don't give a fuck about you. They just want to make sure that they don't, their premiums don't go up. And she was like, it opened
actually,
up.
Actually, I believe on the 21st of December 2006, we told you that you need to be doing this, this, and this. Thus, it is your fault. I don't know why that person's from Yorkshire, but.
Oh, is that the Yorkshire accent? No, yeah?
I did go a little bit Yorkshire there for a second.
Man, I don't know if I'll ever know these accents, to be honest with you. I think the only ones would be a Scouser accent, and that's it. Scouser and the rest of England.
We work with some Scousers, but we had some lads from up Glasgow, and they came in, and what was it they asked for? It was a level that they wanted, but they had a word for it, and I'd never heard it before. And they said it to me.
They had a level.
No. So you know a level, like it's kind of like a metal level
with a bubble.
With a bubble, yeah, one of
with
them.
A bubble.
And I can't think what it was. Maybe someone in the chat can tell me what it might have been from Glasgow that they called it. But they came and they said, he spoke to me. I was like, say again, and then he said it again a little bit slower. And I'm like, I didn't pick up a single word what he just said. And I looked at John, and I could see he hadn't a clue either. And he lives in Scotland. And I was like, oh, this is good, because I'm free and clear at this point. You live in Scotland. You should absolutely know what they're saying. And then eventually we figured out that they wanted a level, and it was took far, far too long. That's a thick accent, is that? It's like that scene from Hot Fuzz, is what it was like.
Hot Fuzz? Which scene in Hot Fuzz was that?
The one where they have to bring the dog handler. An edge is an edge.
Oh, right. That's right. So you couldn't understand the word level?
No, they used a different word for it.
Oh, they had a different word for it. Okay, so it wasn't just the accent.
There's a different word, yeah. We hadn't heard it before. It was very bizarre.
All right. One time I couldn't think of the word for shopping cart, and because that wasn't my natural go-to yet for trolley.
Yeah.
Because it was always trolley, you know, and I had to, because I had some stuff in my hands and I couldn't go past a certain point in the shopping in the store. So I was asking my kids to grab a trolley, and like, a what? A trolley. I need to put this into stuff. The trolley. The more I said trolley didn't help. But I'm like, so I stopped somebody while they were walking by. I'm like, stupid question. I'm sorry. What is this?
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage 1. High quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Shopping cart? I'm like, yeah, that's it. Shopping cart. Can you go grab me a shopping cart, please, kid? Boy, son, whatever. You know? But yeah, I just couldn't think of it. I'm like, I was only there for 5 years so far. You know?
Only there for 5 years.
Yeah, I was thinking about now, okay, the boys were older, so, but sometimes I just don't say words out loud, so the stuff is, you know, you say them in your head all the time, but you don't actually have to change it in your head. You know, it's still always a trolley, you know. But you know, the trolleys over here, the back axle, I suppose, is stationary, where it doesn't actually move.
What?
You know how your wheels on your shopping?
Yeah,
all of
them move, so that way if you need to kind of shift into the side slightly, if someone's coming, you can do that.
So the only place that I've ever discovered that ever has the same kind of trolleys as in England and Ireland is IKEA. One time I went to IKEA, I'm like, whoa, hold on, that's just a second. It's like moving sideways, left and right, and all that kind of thing.
I think I remember that. I didn't like them.
You know? But I like the American way. I do believe you guys, you got way more control and less chance of hurting your back. Because if it's heavy, it kind of like you got to tweak it. But, you know, you can just go this way and this way and it turns just fine. You know what I mean? And but if you have all of
no. Back up to the part where you say you have more control.
You have more control. If
you
the back
don't have, you objectively do not have more control.
You have way more control. You can slide them if you want to.
You're talking about saving your back.
Oh, wait a second. Remember now, we're in America right now. Okay. So in America, we have a couple of shopping carts can go by each other, no problem. We got nice wide aisles.
We've got wide aisles. We can have multiple people going down an aisle in England. They're not country lanes.
You gotta wait for that little break. Oh, no, I'm not backing up. You back up. I'm sorry. I was here first. No, honest to God, as a person who has been in both countries and I'd be able to go back and forth and all that kind of thing, it is actually easier, I find. It's just that you're using different muscles, you know, when you're using ones with trolleys, but when the wheels in the back move or whatever you want to call it. Yes, you can go side to side. All right. But it's not you can always just kind of slide it over if you need to. You know what I mean? It's not the worst thing in the world unless you got like fucking 50 bottles of water in the back or something, you know? But I'm not a fan of the side. It just kind of, I feel like it just tweaks my back a little bit or something, you know, because you're just using different muscles to slide that over or to stop it, especially if it's a heavy trolley. You know what I mean? It's like, it's just different. And it just, having the back wheel stationary just works better. And you get to drift. When you have the kids in the back, and you have the kids in the little seat right there, right? And you can make the... You know what I mean? As in like, those wheels are sliding like they're drifting. It's pretty fun stuff. It really is. But there you go. That's there's one thing that is very different. Well, I wouldn't say very different, but it's just different between America, the United States. I don't know. Canada might be the same, you know, but then in Europe. But yeah, there you go.
The more you know.
Ding, 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 ding. Try that again. Is that like a shooting star or something?
Yeah,
or
yeah,
multicolored, yeah. Or
obviously, yeah. We've never seen. I don't think you've ever seen this either. It's just one of them things that you'll have seen it on, like Family Guy and places like that.
Yeah, yeah. So I was going to say earlier. Now, a lot of, when it comes to showers at truck stops, I remember people you say to me, or even I had the impression of this as well. Actually, before I started truck driving, I'm like, oh. Truck stop showers. Oh, God, imagine how gross they are. No, they're the opposite. They're way cleaner than your one at home, unless you're washing it every single day.
What are you doing to your house? If the one at trucks in the truck stop is cleaning your home one, you're doing something wrong.
It gets cleaned after every use. You're not allowed to use a shower unless it actually gets cleaned after every single use.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's the kind of thing. Oh, okay. No, that's not.
Yeah, no, every shower. I have never, unless it's a company terminal shower kind of thing, you know, but a lot of that gets cleaned every day anyway as well. Every single truck stop I've ever been in that had a shower, it has to, I don't know, is it a law or what, but it was always immaculate. You know what I mean?
I wish we had that, yeah.
Yeah, but that's just the way it is. You know, sometimes it kind of sucks when there might be a few employees missing or whatever, right? So sometimes vacant showers could be vacant for like an hour. I'm like, oh, can somebody clean it? You know, because sometimes the showers actually, because it's basically a bathroom. It's not just a shower. You literally have an entire bathroom. And it's a lot of times, sometimes those showers or bathrooms or whatever are actually bigger than the ones you have at home. You know what I mean? It's awesome, you know? And I found that... oh, my train of thought's gone. I'm sorry. I thought I was going to be on a roll here and just be able to say it without forgetting.
David. I believe in you.
Because I use, if you get a certain amount of fuel. Now, these are showers. You don't even have to pay for, by the way. These are all, as long as you spend more than, I don't know, 50 gallons of fuel a month. You know what I mean? Like, you're free every single day. So sometimes I'd end up just using the whole bathroom if I just want to go take a dump. you know what I mean? And then just leave, because I don't shower every day. I shower more like every second day. You know what I mean? As in like, otherwise, you know, I think if you shower every day, your skin gets very dry. You know what I mean? It's just it's like, most of Americans, do subscribe to the whole, oh my God, you don't shower every day? Ooh, gross. Well, you know, the only time I ever showered every day in America was when I was working out every single day, where it was just a pile just of sweat that was everywhere. So yeah, I will shower every day for that one. But your mic stopped working. God damn it. My wife just posted there that we're you go. Am I going to go fix it? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Is that to me?
Okay. Yeah.
My wife has joined us. If you're on YouTube, you can take you can get to actually see what she looks like. So now we are going to actually,
she's officially been on this podcast a few times.
Her face though.
It was on a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Okay. That's right. Multiple actually, times. I come to think about that. We haven't actually posted that video yet. Or we haven't even posted it. But I'm sure by the time you're hearing this, we have. It's just currently right now in my time, we haven't. But anyway, okay.
So, that's a future me problem.
Yeah. So, my beautiful wife, what are we going to be listening to or talking about today?
Yeah, it's going to be some more Reddit stories for this week. So if we want to go back to facts at some point, we can do that. But I got some questions for you.
All right. I love to hear it. Can't wait to hear it.
Okay. My 24 female boyfriend, 30 male, keeps... Oh, nope. Sorry. Wrong one. Apologies. Am I the asshole for leaving my husband in the grocery store because he started acting like a toddler?
Wait, just quickly, is this a Reddit story or is this you? Is this you or is this someone?
I guess we'll see.
I think I have done that.
I guess imagine. We'll see. We all go through phases and pick up annoying habits, and sometimes we just need our loved ones to gently tell us if we've picked up a particularly egregious habit. Sometime in the last year, my husband has picked up a habit where he talks like a baby. At first it was funny, but passed into embarrassing, cringeworthy behavior quickly. Examples: doggo, pupper, woofer, subwoofer, pibble, hootie boy, peepo, burb, meow meow, Sammy, sandwiches, Sammy whammy, chicken nuggies, chicken tendies, adding a toddler-esque lisp to words. And the ones that really get gross are childish euphemisms for genitalia or sex. I cannot emphasize this enough. It is not endearing or sexy to have my husband talk about my boobies and his wiener and weenie and wee wee hoo-has and bajingos. We have not had sex for 6 months because he cannot stop talking about my boobies and it makes me sick. Just before the pandemic hit, we were out at a restaurant with some friends. He actually ordered a chicken Sammy, like said that exact phrase, chicky Sammy. Look, it's totally fine that he ordered the chicken sandwich. That's not the issue. Our friends noticed the baby talk because he insisted on continuing the joke, even started talking with his god-awful toddler lilt accent. After that, I just couldn't stomach the idea of going out with him to adult places. I'd go out to the brewery with friends, but God forbid he join me and say, me wanty another beer or something. I don't know where it came from. I don't know why he's doing this. I finally hit my limit when we were at the rear grocery shopping, and everything seemed normal and fine until he gasped like a kid, ran to the ice cream section, and jumped up and down, yelling, ice cream, ice cream, I want chocolate. I was mortified. People were staring at him and me. He kept going and saying, can we get popsicles? And I just said, either talk.
This has to be a joke. Yeah. This has to be made up. There's no way that I grow. No way.
Now we're only hearing her side of the story.
Yeah, that's yes. This is true. Also, there are a lot of fake stories on Reddit, but even if it is fake, it's probably happened to somebody. Right? Like, it's probably been real at some point. So she says, either talk to me like an adult or I'm leaving. He started saying, ooh, you must be fun at parties and lighten up, will you? And shit like that. I just said, fuck it, and left the store, leaving him to walk home. Like a mile, it was fine. Because I couldn't even look at him. Since then, things have been very tense, and he keeps telling me that he wants an apology for embarrassing him by leaving the store. I told him that people don't get to demand apologies. If someone wants to apologize, it's up to them, and I am absolutely not going to apologize for saving myself the embarrassment of a 35-year-old man with a mortgage and retirement account asking for chocolate ice cream. He got his fucking mom involved, no joke. She keeps she keeps telling me it's just a phase and he's probably bored. And I should be happy this is his midlife crisis rather than him fucking 19-year-olds at the local bar. I'm going crazy. Am I the asshole? Do I really just need to let my husband continuously embarrass me like this?
I don't know how much I can say on this because, again, my kid is definitely in this. But I feel like this is someone testing out to see if the other person is into certain.
Are you allowed to say it or am I allowed?
Can
I?
Kinks you or say fetishes? It's okay. Thank you. I'm glad that I wasn't the one who said that. That's not on me.
He still is able. He's still able to hear. Not as if he has earmuffs on.
But he knows what these things are.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I have been guilty of saying when my kids are around, I like to add a W to everything. I would say crispy wispies or chocolate wachlet or whatever it is, you know, when the kids are there, you know, just kind of being goofy, just trying to be funny, see if they'll actually say it and all that kind of stuff. But my wife did end up getting the nickname Krista Wista. Way before we even had kids. So
I don't. There's part of me that at the very beginning I was like, "Oh no, I do some of this." Like for instance, like Ollie is Ollie Bobs, right? Mm-hmm. So he now gets called Bobs for short. And like I think you know it's fun. There's something to do like fun where you can have a bit of a play with words and you can do stuff like that. However, there is a line. And I feel this line is, we're way past this. This is just weird.
He got a reaction. Point. He got a reaction is what he wanted. And
just like a toddler?
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Because a lot of times they're trying to just see exactly what kind of reaction so they can kind of play around with that. You know what I mean? And it's like, so he got a reaction and he liked the reaction he got. And so, yeah.
He loves not having sex.
Doing it. I mean, would love to hear his response though.
I feel like the fact that mum got involved,
that's
I feel
so
like there's
funny.
Some,
yeah.
Some
that's concerning. The fact that he told his mommy
there's
about
some issues.
It is
yeah. Yeah.
Maybe they're very close there. To each other and
I'm sure they are.
She's a boy mom. Problematic. So there is an edit, okay, because people were asking for a lot of questions about context, okay? So she has talked to him multiple times, especially about the sexual comments, and she has made it extremely abundantly clear that him using terms like boobies and wee-wees are absolutely repulsive to me, among other things he says. Does he have a job? Yes. And he acts completely normal as far as I know. He worked from home for a while during lockdown, and I never heard him talk like this to anyone he worked with. Does he do it with friends? Sometimes, and it's generally meant to annoy them or gross them out, but he stops. He has friends where they think it's cute to embarrass each other. Is this a kink or a fetish? If so, I'm absolutely done. Has he seen a doctor? No, but I've asked him if he needed to talk to someone because he was acting strange and he accused me of being stuck up and judgmental. Given that he doesn't act like this with coworkers or his family and only jokes around with his friends, I'm willing to bet that this is an indication that he's trying to force this fetish on me non-consensually or trying to get me to leave. Is it a tumor? I don't know. Like I said above, I asked him if he needed to see someone. I can't force him, even if I want to, just to find out if there's any way that we can salvage this. But after this post closes, I will try to get him to. Maybe his sister can encourage him, even though he acts completely normal around them. Does he have childhood trauma? As far as I know, and I'm relatively close to his family and would likely know, the most traumatic thing he had happen was a minor car accident when he was around 13 years old. No injuries, no death, etc. He hasn't been in a car accident in the past 2 years or anything like that, and I haven't, as far as I know, no one else in his family has been. So
here's what I think. Okay, in a way of I really thought I was going to remember what I was going to say. I tried holding on. I really did. I was like, come on, David, as soon as you start talking, you'll just be able to
You were just hoping to wing it. The thing is, what do you even say to this beyond, let's be honest.
I'm going to interrupt you everyone, because I can think of it right now. Okay, just like a toddler, all right? There are a child, they can do whatever they want in front of their mom and dad. All right. Okay. They're just so comfortable. They can just be the goofiest, silliest. It's like we're not even there. It's like they're in a room by themselves. They don't mind doing it in front of it because that's what it's like. And that's kind of like what it's like with a wife too, or a girlfriend. The stuff that you can do in front of them, you can't actually do. God damn it. Sorry. Daniel just posted a bloody picture of. Wow. That was. It's disgusting. Sorry, I need to minimize this screen. No, it is not boobies. It's his cutney. He was trying to show during the little pause we had earlier before you came. He was showing some pictures, and I was like,
"This is why we don't click on links while we're talking.
We're not supposed to do that." But yeah, and like, it kind of like I feel like you can do a lot of stuff in front of your significant other that you would never do or even talk about, but you can, and this is something that he kind of wants to do. And he just feels comfortable. So she should just kind of take it like a compliment in a way of like, he's so comfortable around her. He's in his safe place around her. And you know what I mean? Does that make sense? I'm not trying to like, I'm not getting on his side. I'm not getting on his side. I'm just saying.
This is not Judge Chloe. You don't have to be on his side for this. Let's be honest. Even before I was going to say what I was going to say, and then you guys said it, because it makes me not the bad guy for saying it, but we all thought it. We all know what the deal is here with this.
Oh, I didn't think that. This is where you're saying that this is what he wants in bed. Yeah, I didn't think that at all.
He is non-consensually pushing his fetish on this,
and it is wild.
And it's okay to have a fetish or a kink, but pushing it on somebody else without their consent, and when they are very explicit about not liking it.
Yeah.
I think an adult conversation is about, hey, this is what I'm into. Are you into this? No? Great. That's fine. We're okay then. That's all good.
But at least he's not fucking 19-year-olds, so.
Yeah.
Somehow feel like,
how old is he?
I don't know 35? Which one the creepier of the two is.
And yeah, I don't know, like, he with the child, that's one thing, like, oh, they're being myself, and I know you can be your most raw, honest yourself, but my issue is that she's been very clear, like, stop. And he can control himself in other situations. Do you know what I mean? Like, if he was doing this with everybody, like, okay.
So I do believe that she is the asshole for leaving him, because he definitely didn't deserve it. You know, I during a walkthrough in our local grocery store one time, I created a poem for Krista right in the middle of it, and it was just perfectly on the spot too, and it just happened to work out. And I was, I don't know, was I trying to embarrass her? But I don't know if anybody else could hear or anything. I think I was just trying to make her laugh.
Just being silly.
You know? Yeah.
But the thing is, let's be honest, those times where you're doing something a little bit embarrassing to kind of embarrass the other person, and you're like, someone sees, the reality is, like, 99 times out of 100, those people don't see anything. They may have caught the tiniest little glimpse, or they realize it's an in-joke between a couple, or it's something like that. Whereas, I don't know, if there was a grown man, like, jumping up and down in the aisle, saying, like, I want wobby pops or whatever like that, as an outsider, I'm like, this person needs to be sectioned.
Sectioned.
Yes.
Oh.
As in locked, like, kind of
mental health
padded cell stuff.
Gotcha. Yeah.
With something like stopping from like flinging poop or something like that. Because let's be honest, that's where it's going next.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably be thinking there's something going on there.
From
the outside,
there's
I'd be
definitely
like, oh,
something like that. Anyways,
that's her brother who needs assistance.
Yeah.
Is there any other updates?
No, that's it.
That's it. All right. It does spark up some topics in a way of like, how comfortable you are with your significant other, the fact that he's doing it with other friends, though. Maybe he wants to do it with the friends, or is it out of habit that he does this?
He's only doing it to do little embarrassment stuff. And as soon as they say stop, he stops. And like, they're just doing it to kind of embarrass each other, but it doesn't go beyond that. He's doing it during sex and she's saying no.
That's
problematic. I say I wish that grocery store was further away from home.
Yeah. All right.
Anyways.
In good news, most places do home delivery now, do they not? Isn't it in America?
Yes, they do. They really do. And a lot of people do take advantage of that.
It's like $3 and within an hour.
Yeah.
I would say for her, that is a well spent $3.
Yeah. I know.
What
or
we
she
do
doesn't take
is
it.
That we just don't go to restaurants. Not because of me and my active, just it was my kids. I don't even think that's the reason. Yes, they're very hard to control and we have to chase them around the restaurant the entire time. Not the older one, but definitely the younger one. But it's just too expensive. And we have better things to be doing with our money than spending.
We never,
up to 50
we,
bucks.
Before kids, we didn't go out very much either. So.
Yeah, it's just, it's the price of stuff. It really is the price of stuff that has really stopped us from going out. I imagine that Krista would probably have gone out more on it. It's just that I think I have kind of guilted her into spending money. I think it's just me being a cheap bastard. I'm like, why are we doing this? We could literally, we could have bought this instead. You know, this thing that I've been putting off for a year, I could have bought that right now. But we went out to dinner instead and just had a meal. You know what I mean? We had food.
Yeah.
We had conversation. We could have had it at home. I just don't even understand. We didn't, you wouldn't even let me hit on the bloody waitress, So what's the point?
The 19-year-old waitress.
Yeah.
It's also, I think you don't care that much about food.
That's another reason. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's been mentioned. My taste buds are very minimal. Oh my God. But seriously, can I tell you something though? Now we were in California recently, right? Speaking of taste buds, they came alive over in California. So, my wife, she just turned 40. All right. Happy birthday to my wife. So we went down to California to celebrate it because most of our friends are down there and, they hired a taco truck person in a way, they basically make tacos, out of a cart
or a van. Back up. The taco truck person makes tacos. Blow my mind here.
So
we had a taco
hired
them.
He's just skating right past my joke there.
How obvious that is? Is this? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that was the whole joke.
Thanks.
Yeah, it was really funny. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see if I remember what I was going to say now. At least my wife was there too, so she can. bastard. The way they made tacos was something I've never seen before. Now, I'm sure a lot of places probably might do this, or I've even had it before. I never actually saw it being made and everything. But so they would put the cheese on the burner, on the griddle, basically the flat metal part where you would see, SpongeBob making the burgers.
The
plancha. What I mean? Is that what it's called?
That in Spanish, but it's the grill.
Yeah, the grill. Basically, they would put the cheese on it at 600 degrees, and then they would put the tortilla on top of it, only for like maybe 10 seconds, but it would make it beautifully crispy. And then they would turn it over for like on the actual bread side of the tortilla or whatever, without the cheese. And it was just, and then with the ingredients on it as well, because there was these pickled onions that were just delicious. And I was just like, oh my God, I ate way more than I should have. And it was all because of taste. It was just delicious. And now I have a new way of making grilled cheese sandwiches and quesadillas. And I was like, oh my God, I'm just going to put cheese on everything. All that weight I just lost over the last year, it's going to go right back on because of cheese. And
worth it.
Yeah. But anyway, so I really appreciate that. So yes, I'm sure I'll get fed up in a month, because just like I do with every single thing that I like, I eat way too much of it. I eat it for every meal. And it was just so yeah. Okay. Do we have another Reddit story?
Yes.
Usually it comes in. All right.
I have two more. Would you like me? Would you like to choose one?
Tom.
Go on. Give me choices.
Am I the asshole for lying to my girlfriend and inadvertently humiliating her on social media? Or am I the asshole for lying to my girlfriend's parents about being on a diet so I won't have to eat their cooking?
Oh, I kind of want the cooking one.
What
are your thoughts, Tom?
I like the first one. But yeah, but yeah, I like the first one.
We might do both of them. We'll see.
We can always do it another time. So number one. Am I the asshole for lying to my girlfriend and inadvertently humiliating her on social media? My 22 male girlfriend, 23 female, is a very artistic person who loves to try new things. Her most recent obsession is songwriting. About 2 months of her, 2 months ago, a friend of hers got her to attend a beginner's workshop for it, and she's been hooked ever since. She signed up for guitar and voice lessons and writes whenever she has a moment of free time. When she finishes something, I'm the first person she shows it to. I love seeing her so excited about something, and I'm glad she feels comfortable enough to share her art with me. She is, however, terrible at singing. Like, truly awful. And to be fully honest, she's not that good at guitar either. But obviously, I never wanted to tell her that. If she asked me how something sounded, I always said it was beautiful. I didn't think there was anything wrong with this kind of lie, since it supported her and made her feel more confident. She disagrees. To give some context as to how she found out I was lying. A few weeks ago, she asked me if it would be a good idea to start a TikTok page for her singing and songwriting. I could tell she was excited about it, but was nervous about putting her work on the internet. I told her she was crazy talented and should go for it. She lit up after I said this, and in the following days worked really hard to make videos of her original music. They didn't gain much traction, but she seemed to be having fun being a content creator, so I felt like I'd make the right decision in encouraging her. But yesterday, she walked into our bedroom sobbing and demanded to know why I told her she could sing. I asked her what she meant, and she threw her phone down for me to look at it. On it was one of her TikToks. It was one of those trends where you duet another musician by singing color-coded lyrics. Her video had been reposted to a cringe meme page and blown up overnight. The comments were all horrible, truthful in some cases, but really mean about it. She asked me through tears why I'd never told her she was bad. I told her she wasn't bad. People were just mean. If hundreds of comments say I can't sing, then I can't sing, she stabbed at me. So stop lying. Okay, I said, fine. You're definitely no Beyonce. You have a really unique sound, though, and I love that you share it. I thought she'd feel encouraged by this, but it only made things worse. She started crying harder and insisted that the only reason she posted things in the first place was because I told her she was talented, and now she's been humiliated in front of thousands. She's deleted her TikTok account along with all of her videos and hasn't stopped crying or talked to me since. I feel like she's blowing this out of proportion. I was just trying to do a nice thing by supporting her, and it's not my fault. The internet is what it is. I don't think I should have done anything different, but since the internet put me in this position, I'm curious if it will think I am wrong. Am I the asshole? I think this one's kind of tough.
This is a tough one.
It's a staggeringly tough one.
Now, is he the asshole? Oh, even I don't even know how to swing this one. Okay. No, he's not the asshole. All right. Oh, wait, then he is. He could have worded it in a way of like, here's the thing. I might be biased. It's just that anything that ever comes out of your mouth is just something that I cherish. And I don't know if I'm actually able to see past that, you know? But before you go live on TikTok, maybe get a few other people's opinion, you know, who basically may not care if your feelings are hurt or whatever. All I know is that whatever you create, your art is just something beyond beautiful for me. And I know I'm biased that way. I can't get enough of anything you do.
I'll be honest with you. This is a solid response to this. Like that. No notes. No notes. Absolutely none. That's how you deal with it.
Yeah. I mean, he was the asshole for the way he was like, why wouldn't you put this on the internet? Like, I think that's kind of crazy. Like, he's being
supportive. He was scared to hurt her feelings. And that's where he is the asshole.
Yes.
You know?
It's the way he worded it, where he was like, you're crazy for not putting it out there. That's setting her up for failure.
But surely she can hear herself.
Some people are tone deaf, but yeah, you're right.
Maybe he's tone deaf.
Did she not listen to her recordings?
No, he knew she was terrible.
Yeah, he knew. Oh, yeah. Okay. He knew she wasn't great.
But he could have said that to her.
Like, hey, maybe I think, like, you know, this is a skill and it's something that requires some more work. Like, you just started. Maybe develop more. But I like what you said, too. It's like, go ask other people.
Yeah,
it's also like narcissistic on her part to think she's going to be amazing within like a month or two of starting playing guitar and singing, like when she's never done those things before. Like, I think it's crazy that she asked one person. It's on her, too. Like, he's the asshole for the way he said it. But I think it's crazy that she didn't like listen to herself and hear it. I don't know.
I've got a cringy moment for you. So on my 21st birthday, I went to an Irish bar in Portland called Kells. Now, I went with family because I was literally didn't have any friends. It was just family because I was still new to America and stuff, right? And every night, it was a weeknight, but every night, there's always live music. Every night. And it just happened to be this one guy with a guitar and a microphone, you know, and he was just singing songs. He knew a lot of Irish songs or Irish sounding songs and all that kind of thing. But I got pretty toasty. Very toasty. Now, there's this one. I asked him to play Oasis, you know, Wonderwall. He asked me, like, hey, do you want to sing a song? And like kind of a bit of a karaoke thing kind of thing. He didn't mind people singing or whatever, right? And I knew Oasis is Wonderwall, you know, the lyrics for that. I'm like, and he kind of struggled with them. Like, oh, how does that go again? I'm like, give me the guitar. I got this. And there was only one particular song that I actually knew on the guitar, which is Wonderwall, you know. And
let's be honest, I think a lot of people who wanted to learn a guitar, they know Wonderwall from that time period,
you know.
It was the song, wasn't it?
But I did it on my friend's guitar, and he always had a clepo, I think it's called,
capo.
Especially where it kind of capo, where it kind of clips exactly the, not exactly the chords you want, but at least it holds the note, whatever, it goes somewhere on the neck of the guitar. All right, and it holds down the strings, but then you rearrange your fingers to the actual note, and I think it sounded fine. Again, I was like, this is what it was, and he didn't recognize it. And then it was just afterwards when I wake up the next day and everything, I'm like, oh god damn it! I'm like, how annoyingly drunk was I? I'm like, or maybe it was a year later. I don't even know if it was next morning, to be honest with you. I just cringe every single time that I thought I was amazing. Oh, I'm an Irishman in an Irish bar and everyone's going to fucking love me regardless of what I do and everything. And I'm just like, oh, god damn it, you fucking young, stupid fool. I'm still cringing to this day. You know what I mean? But and I think I sang all right. But then again, I don't know if I sang all right.
You were shite.
Yeah, I probably was shite.
If it helps. You know what I mean? Probably no one remembers, at all. So,
probably,
you know.
Yeah, that's a really good thing. Actually, that's a very, very good. That's good. I like that. I'm going to use that with my kids.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Nobody else remembers your most embarrassing moments. Well.
Yeah.
Somehow. Oh, I definitely know your embarrassing moments. I never forget.
What embarrassing moments? I've never done anything cringe in my life.
Yeah. That feeling of like, why did I do that?
Okay.
Do you ever have that little shudder thing? And it just when something random and horrible pops into your head, and you're like, and then, but then the thing is, like, Kale, I'll do something. She goes, well, what's up? And then you're like, I can't explain this entire thing. There's so much here. And then it ends with me being horribly embarrassed. So I'll be like, nothing. We're all good.
What was I going to say? God damn it, I wish I had a better memory. Seriously. Now, they were kind of joking earlier about me having Alzheimer's or dementia and all that kind of thing. No, you got both. I don't even know. Maybe I do. Because, Jesus Christ, it is gone. I don't even know why I shouldn't even be on a bloody podcast, you know?
Wait, you're on a podcast?
you're I don't know, you're shooting from the hip. You're just kind of a wild card.
Yeah. But
Sorry.
So, oh, I was going to remember now. I was going to say it. So you're one, the wife. All right. But she's a bit of a bitch too. I'm sorry for like, dude, you have a loving husband who doesn't want to hurt your feelings. I'm sorry. He's not the most honest thing in the world. And like, I would take what you get in a way of, right? He's wonderful. He's complimentary. He's everything. As in like, he's not an asshole to you. You know what I mean? So what? He didn't actually, you know, maybe remember we're hearing from her side. His all right. And like, so like the fact that she said, as in like, oh, you're crazy for not doing it. I'm like, maybe you're crazy,
but
don't do it.
Maybe what about this for an example though? So what if it was something like there was a really rough part of town that her, like her job goes, like she works in, and she should be getting a car or something like that. But like she says, I think I can walk there. And you're like, no, I believe in you. You can definitely walk down there. Well, would you do that? You wouldn't, though, would you? Because at that point there, that little thing in your head, although you love and support this person, you'd say, well, yeah, but don't. That's a terrible idea.
Yeah, he knows she's bad, and he's like, do it. I think that's crazy. I mean...
Again, I'm just more annoyed that she got really angry, and she's still angry, and they don't even talk anymore, and everything. It's like, it was like, she's angry at the fact that she's not, she's disappointed. Maybe she's just, and she's taking it out on him at the same time, as in like that, I'm not as good as I thought I was. I really thought I was going somewhere, and all those dreams are shattered because he wasn't honest. And okay, you know, it's just that you're, again, don't be fucking that angry at him for being a nice person. Sorry that he was too scared. Maybe he's got past experiences where you were a fucking when he was honest. All right. So, you know, we didn't hear that side, did we?
This is starting to feel like there's more to this than...
No, there isn't. You know, I decided to add that just for the sake of Christopher in the chat right now.
Thanks, mate. I appreciate it.
This is his very first time hearing that bad word. Now, everyone else heard a bleep, all right? So, but again, anyone who's live gets to hear the raw footage. So
if you want to become a Patreon and hear that word unbleeped, then you can do that.
But yeah, again, it was just you know, he was just being nice as a, you know, but anyway, that's it. I get it can go both ways, it really can. So yeah, that's my thoughts on that one.
Well,
do you have any more? Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you actually thinking of ending the podcast after only an hour and 10 minutes? Because usually when you say on that note.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
An hour. Not actually, it'd be less than that because we did take like a 10-minute break in the middle because we had to adjust her her sound settings. So you're like, I think we can't, unless you're like dying to get off. Because I see you looking off to the left here and there and all that. You know, so are you trying to end this podcast early? Because usually those are the tells.
10 o'clock at night here.
Okay. On a Saturday night, and you're going to be playing video games for the next 3 hours.
Actually, I'm going to go out and get some chocolate. Is what we're actually going to do.
All right,
chocolate.
I'm also going to go out for a massive. Yeah, chocolate. No, I just can't do it. It doesn't even come out naturally.
All right, so I will let you get your fecking chocolate, and we will end the podcast.
I appreciate you, sir. Chucky Wuckies. Honestly, it makes me feel dirty as a person.
Chicky Nuggies.
Don't get me wrong. I think there's one of them things where there's a funniness to when you're talking to your toddler and you accidentally say the toddler thing to a live. That's one thing. But when you're intentionally doing it, something is wrong with you need help.
David's face.
What about my face?
You just look like, oh God. Did you say Chris?
Actually, no, I wasn't going to say that. I was thinking as in like, ooh, if Tom keeps going on right now the way he's talking, as in like, this would be a very good time to actually go on and that note. But you didn't. You just ended up fucking stopping talking. I don't know. A professional would have done that. We already accepted that this is the end of the podcast.
No, that's fair. That's fair. I get it. I mean? A professional would have stopped at that point there. And on that note, thank you so much for listening. If you haven't listened, how did you get this far? But we shall see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for listening. Our podcast manager and editor is David. Thank you very much, sir. And thank you to all of our hosts, obviously myself. Massive thank you to me and David again, and Gemma and Chloe. You guys are superstars. And a massive, massive thanks to all of our Patreons, both present and old. And I just want to read out the full list. We've got Trucker Marty, Joe Rodwell, Michal, Arthur Job, Raggy the Karaoke King, I'm Having an Orgasm, Justin Reaney, Jack Goodwin, Phil Starkey, Trucker Nozza, Neil Rees, Work, Love, Play, Gavin Williams, Hermeroid Rager, Big Mike, Matthew Frostick, Just Trucker Joe, Ian Croucher, Charlie Cohan, and ADP. You guys are absolute superstar legends. Thank you to all of you. Thank you to everyone for watching. We shall see you next time. Bye-bye.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.